Pope Benedict XVI on Saturday received the participants of the 18th General Assembly of the Pontifical Academy for Life. The theme of this year's meeting is diagnosis and treatment of infertility. Speaking on the subject, the Pope said it was important to have a human and social approach to this condition as well as a scientific one. The Holy Father went on to encourage those gathered to have an honesty in their work. He also urged those treating people with infertility to do so with comfort and hope, and not succumb to the temptation to reduce their condition to a mere technical problem. He said the indifference of conscience against the true and the good represents a dangerous threat to genuine scientific progress. One of the participants taking part in the assembly was Gamal Serer, president of International Federation of Gynecology and Obstetrics and director of the International Center for Population Studies and Research at the Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the importance of faith-based organizations in their work.
What does it mean to you to be here at a conference like this?
It means actually a lot for me to be in a conference like this because this is a faith-based organization, and I come also from a faith-based organization, and I believe that faith-based organization efforts can play a major role in improvement the health and well-being of the people, because this organization, they have an enormous impact on the masses, and when they are providing service, and when service is coming through this organization, they are much more acceptable by the public than any other organization. And I have been saying this in all international forums, the WHO, at the UNFPA, and the UNESCO, and the UNICEF, and in fact, this is receiving a great positive repercussion.
You were talking about faith there, and obviously for the Catholic faith, there are some methods that are not meant to be used. I'm talking about things like IVF. What's the alternatives, and how positive is the news for alternative treatments that for couples don't have to go down that road?
Well, I think the alternative is very important. The alternative is to avoid the instance of infertility. When you look globally, you know, most of the cases of infertility are preventable. Whether they are due to tubal factor infertility or male factor infertility because of infection, sexually transmitted diseases, pelvic inflammatory diseases. If people change their behavior and be more respectful to their marital life and all this, and be careful, and then you will markedly reduce the incidence of tubal disease and male factor infertility. Again, if women become more sensible about the time when they decide to have a child and not to postpone it too long, and remember that reproduction is an important production as much as they would like to take care of their career, but also reproduction is a production and it does contribute to the development of the society, and it is okay that a couple would postpone pregnancy for some time till they are established, but they should not postpone it too long. If you were at my presentation you have shown the slides which I had shown, that it clearly shows that when you attempt to get pregnant when you are at the age of 20-24, then your time to get pregnant is only about 5 months, while if you delay this till you are 40 or 45, then your time to get pregnant is 12 months, 18 months, and in fact you have much lower chance of getting pregnant. So the proper timing of conception is extremely important. And again, the expectant treatment for infertility, just with mere health education, with mere direction on the health style, the lifestyle of the people, being moderate in alcohol drinking, in caffeine consumption, in smoking and all this, you can prevent a great major deal of infertility. And then when you come to other lines of treatment, then there are the alternative for IVF. Not every infertile couple needs IVF. There are other methods which are even more effective than IVF. Admittedly, there are some cases which need IVF, and this is the only way for them. But again, we have to think about conscientious objection. If a couple has a conscientious objection to a certain line of treatment, it is their right not to have this procedure, and then they could embark on other alternatives like adoption or just be happy with what they are, and that's their fate, and they can spend their time, their money, their efforts in helping others, helping the poor people, helping others to get pregnant and have the children at large, and that will be for the benefit of the society at large.
How important is the Pope's voice when he talks about human dignity and he talks about life from conception to end?
Well, we greatly respect his opinions. We greatly appreciate his opinion. We know the underlying reasons for this, and we have to accept that this is the Catholic faith, and we have to respect this, and we have to deal with this. And that's why we as doctors, or I as coming from different organizations, I have to be aware of this, and if there is a conscientious objection for a certain line of treatment, the use of different methods or all this, then it is my obligation to refer the couple where they could have the treatment which they ask for and they request. And it is an ethical obligation that I should not abstain from providing such a treatment simply because I have conscientious objection for this treatment.